You're listening to the audio production of For a New Generation, a practical guide for revitalizing your church by Lee Kreicher, published by Zondervan and read by Levi Wiggins. Foreword read by Sam Schott. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperchristianaudio.com.
To the members and attendees of Amplify Church, whose devotion, prayers, and generosity turned the dream of building a new generation church into reality.
Forward. Lee Kreicher sat in my office in the spring of 2003 and told me he was considering returning to the role of senior pastor of the struggling and aging church he had helped start. I was pretty straightforward about how daunting it would be to initiate and implement the kind of significant change required for genuine church transformation. But he took on the challenge, and somehow he and the people of Amplify Church pulled it off. Their journey is documented in For a New Generation. The focus of this book is on building a church that reaches and will continue to reach the next generation. While the specifics about what and how to change will vary from church to church, this book is a guide that contains universal principles of transformation. Any church leader or member, no matter the denomination, can benefit from reading it and working through the challenging questions posed in it. It may seem too hard or too risky to change your church's ministry model to reach the next generation, especially if people currently attending aren't bothered by the way things are. But changing your church's approach to ministry may not be the threat you think it is to your church's mission and existence. It may be the very thing that saves it. Andy Stanley, Senior Pastor, North Point Ministries.
Introduction. I grew up attending a Lutheran church with my mother. My wife, Linda, attended a Methodist church with hers. Both of our fathers were members of Catholic parishes. During my college years, I attended a Presbyterian church. I have served for many years as the pastor of a non-denominational church. These churches have many things in common. They have remarkably similar statements of faith tied to the Apostles' Creed. They each have played a meaningful role in my life or the lives of people I love. And each one is at risk of being one of the thousands of churches that are closing their doors because they have lost touch with the next generation. That statement may be painfully obvious if you belong to an aging church that is in decline. But even if you belong to a church with a healthy percentage of young adults and children, you cannot afford to underestimate the tendency of churches to get older over time and become less effective at connecting with the next generation. Is it possible to ensure that a church reaches young adults and their children and continues to do so in the future? Is it possible to ensure that a church never has to live with the fear that its most vital days are in the past? I believe it is. I believe it is possible in the Northeast United States where I live and where many young people have stopped regularly attending church. I believe it's possible in Europe, where many young people have never regularly attended church. I believe it's possible in your church. My definition of a new generation church is a church with attendees whose average age is at least as young as the average age of the community in which the church exists. Any church can become a new generation church that reaches and continues to reach the next generation. I define the next generation simply as those who are younger than the average age of the community in which your church exists. This does not just include, of course, the children and grandchildren of your church members. It also includes the other children and young adults in your community, many of whom have no church background or experience. When we think of reaching the next generation and our children, we must include them. The formation of a new generation church starts with an honest self-assessment. The average age in the United States is approximately 37 years old. If the most recent census indicates that the average age of the community in which your church is located is 37 years old, and the average age of those attending your church is higher, you do not attend a new generation church. That should spark urgency, if not fear, in your heart. The psalmist writes, "We will not hide these truths from our children. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord, about his power and his mighty wonders." Psalm 78:4. Of course, no Christian would purposely hide the timeless truths of Christianity from the next generation. But often we do, not because of the substance of our church, the timeless truths that we teach and believe, but because of our approach, the programs, ministries, and practices of our church.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?